This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration tried to cancel too many Seawolf submarines, but they didn't do their economic homework. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you stumbled over submarine arithmetic and short-sighted Pentagon budget cuts the other day. With the Cold War over, Congress and the administration agree that it makes no sense to build 6 of the 9 Seawolf attack submarines now planned. But you voted to cancel 2 of the remaining 3 submarines as well. That was penny wise and pound foolish, Al. Those 2 submarines are already under construction. The Pentagon badly underestimated the cost of terminating existing contracts. The bottom line gave us a choice. We could build 1 submarine for $8 billion or build 2 additional submarines for a cost of $10 billion for all 3. Democrats figured those economics out, Al. The right answer is to build 3 submarines. I just hope Ann Simpson keeps you on a tight leash, Al, when you're shopping in the supermarket.
Well, I'll have Ann give Vicky some tips. Ted, you just said supermarket and submarine in the same breath. Getting a little hungry there, aren't you, pal? Weeks ago, you were ready and eager to throw 1.5 million defense workers out on the streets. We even told our gentle listeners that the Defense Department wasn't a jobs program. Now, in order to save your fanny on the next election day, you want to build more subs to protect jobs. Ted, does the word hypocrisy mean anything there? Fact is, Ted, not only will cutting 2 Seawolves save $3 billion, it will also allow the Pentagon to control its top priority programs instead of allowing Congress to dictate all of its whims. So, Ted, time to start laying off the subs. Don't forget, could get tight in that old wedding tux. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats' motor voter bill that will increase voter fraud and bankrupt the states at the same time. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.